There are a number of topics that didn't come up at last night's debate. Immigration, for one thing. There hasn't been a direct question about immigration at either presidential debate this year. There was also no direct question about climate change last night. And another topic that didn't come up is one that our next guest says will impact every facet of economic and political life, and that is the aging of the American population. By 2050, around 20% of the country will be older than 65, compared with less than 10% back in the 1950s. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And give us a sense of the magnitude of this, of the numbers here, of the amount of people in this country who are going to be older Americans.
I think you set it up really well when you talked about the lack of conversation about demographic change in the U.S. in last night's debate. I do think the media is very good at covering lightning strikes rather than oxygen, very good at covering surprising singular events, breakings of expectation rather than things that are happening slowly yet inevitably. So aging is precisely one of those things in the second category. In the 1950s, less than 10% of the country was older than 65. It was a young country. In 30 years, about 20% of America, one in five Americans, will probably be older than 65. One in five. This shift is inevitable. It is good. In many ways, ecstatically good. A country with so many senior citizens is a sign that individuals are safer than ever from external harm and internal maladies. This is a victory for mankind. But it also brings with it some rather unprecedented challenges, the sort of which this country has never really quite had to face.
And one of those challenges that you write about is productivity. What is the impact on American productivity of having an aging population?
This is a bit of a puzzle for economists. A small consensus is starting to build that as a workforce ages, it becomes less productive. Older countries are less productive. Why exactly? They're not so sure. But there was this recent study that I wrote about that said that a 10% increase in the fraction of the population over the age of 60, so just a small increase, decreases the growth rate of the economy by about 5.5% per capita. So that's a tough statistic to hold in your mind, but basically it puts some numbers on the idea that, yes, as a country gets older, like the United States country, like the United States is getting older, the economy itself, productivity growth, should slow down on a per-person basis.
Just because people are retired, I assume.
Possibly because it's some people are retiring who used to be productive. Possibly it's because older workers are less productive. Possibly it's because there's some sort of trickle-down effect where having a company that gets older makes the company less productive on a per-hour basis. Again, economists aren't really sure. They've just begun to investigate this fact. But it does seem both striking and true.
Does it have an impact on the kinds of jobs that we have to do in this country? I imagine there are going to be more, you know, people that are getting into medical care and things like that.
Absolutely. Historically, Americans, we made stuff. We were farmers, manufacturers. Toward the second half of the 20th century, we served. We were service workers in retail, for example. The future of the economy, however, will be in care. So that is the history of American work in six words. We made, we served, we care. The fastest growing occupations of the next decade are the following: personal care aides, registered nurses, and home health aides. All three are in healthcare. And it should also be said that these jobs are, even though they will potentially become the symbol of American work in the next 20 years, they are very different from the symbol of American work in the middle of the 20th century. Mid-20th century steel workers were highly paid. They were unionized. They were synonymous with masculinity. The future of the economy, however, if it is indeed personal care aides and home health aides, this is work that is often done by immigrants. They are not unionized. They are poorly paid. And instead of white men making stuff, it does tend to be immigrant labor that takes lower wages in order to make it work in the U.S.
The other thing about an aging population is it does fit into the political situation in this country. We've seen the polls that have come out that have shown quite stark differences between what people 65 and older think and what people, you know, 25 and under think about the politics in this country. How does it impact our political system to have an aging population with a significant number of people, more than ever before in this country, over 65?
It's a great question. I do not have a fantastic, conclusive answer to it, but I will think about it out loud. On the one hand, you have the idea that as America gets older, and older Americans tend to be more conservative, they tend to vote Republican in higher numbers, that says, all right, the U.S. should become more conservative. At the same time, you have a young generation, this millennial generation, that is aging into an age bracket where it is more likely to have economic power, more likely to vote, and this millennial generation is considerably to the left of the rest of the country. So maybe they help pull the country a little bit to the left. Finally, you have the fact that as the country gets older, as the white boomer generation gets older, retires, most population growth is going to come from immigrants, that tends to be Hispanics and Asians, and from younger people having children. And if they are more liberal as well, you could have this really fascinating schism, a conservative bloc that is older and a seriously liberal bloc that is a bit younger. It'll be fascinating to watch it play out.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.